This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So I get this tweet from Ryan Fournier, and he says, Obama played the race card, Hillary played the woman card, America played the Trump card. And I love that. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. What a thrill to be with you this day and time, this time in history where you have, I mean, it's one thing to just be a citizen of the world, because you're a part of history. There are things that are going on and you've impacted. But this generation of Americans, particularly conservative Americans, post 2010, you absolutely freaking rock it, baby. I love knowing I'm a part of what you do. You are the reason I exist in this forum, because you know what? Prior to this, I was a dude who was a management consultant. Thanks for the adjustment, by the way, tech guys. But I was a management consultant dealing with the world in my own little way, and certainly not unhappy, you know, just going out there doing my thing, working with companies and helping them turn around and doing whatever I did. And suddenly I get thrown a wrinkle. I get asked to start writing, to take out my frustrations in a blog. And I start doing that. Then you start to read it. Then a guy named Matt contacts me and says, man, you're a pretty good writer. And he gets me to write more, because I didn't care who read my work. Then I started caring that you were reading my work. I started actually trying to make sure the commas went in the right places and the apostrophes were correct, etc. And all my syntax was good. And then he says, well, hey, you need to do radio. So I started doing radio. And the next thing you know, he says to me, hey, in order to have credibility, you ought to write a book. So I write a book. This guy's in my business. He's all up in my business. But I wrote the book. It became a bestseller. Then they go, that's what's going to help you get on TV. So I tried to get on TV and finally got on TV. And now I'm a Fox News contributor. Who knows? Where is this dude? Why isn't he asking me what I want to do next? Man. So that's where we are. And you know what I said from the moment that we started gaining an audience, I said, you know why I'm doing this, folks? I'm not doing this for me. I was fat, dumb, and happy, wearing nice suits, driving nice cars, living in nice places, traveling to nice places, taking vacations occasionally. Didn't really have to, because I was traveling to such nice places. I just put a couple of days around it and enjoy. But I did it because I said, I want to represent you. I knew what was going on in this country, and I didn't like it. I didn't like that they were talking smack about my boys, my good old boy, Daryl and Robert and Dale and Jim Bob and all of the men out there raising their cattle, growing their farms. Good boys. We'd get together and drink beer and talk about girls. Now we talk about, you know, the old ladies and the kids and the divorces and all that other crap. But they're still good guys. And they're not misunderstood. The narrative is that they're bad people, and people know that's a lie. They know it's a fake narrative, but they don't care. And that's what got me to do it. And all of that activity where I was asking God, why are you practically letting me go broke, Lord? And he says, keep on your merry way there, Mr. Jackson. Yeah, I have a job for you. And I kept doing it. And you know what the outcome was? If God never whispers to me again or says another word to me, I got to look at the date of November the 8th, 2016, a culmination of all of our efforts. Not me. Oh, Kevin, you were on TV. You did this. You did. Look, I don't give a crap. TV, radio, interviews on other shows, traveling to go speak at events or whatever. It was not about me. It was about us. It was about you. And we did it. And that is honestly how we see it on our team, the Black Sphere team. KJRadio.com. By the way, you can give us a call at 844-551-8255. 8255. Obama played the race card. Hillary played the woman card. America played the Trump card. I have to repeat that. You got to remember that. You got to remember this segment on this day so you can come back and listen anytime you want at KJRadio.com. Find this segment and tell people that, or jot it down now. Jot it down. The America that you created, the one that doesn't care about race, the one that doesn't care about gender, the one that only wants you to be the best you can be. We started an education forum called Seeking Educational Excellence. You should check it out. And the reason we created it is because we're going after the social justice agenda. We want the agenda to be about STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. That is the most inclusive, the most a meritocracy you can get. And I'll throw in with math, don't just think, you know, algebra and, you know, all the different maths that you could possibly take, you know, linear algebra, abstract algebra, you know, don't just think of differential equations, partial differential equations. Don't just think of all the other maths that I had to take that is escaping me now. But the point is, it's not about that. Music is math. Art is math. All of it's math. It's a way to communicate. There's beauty in all of it. And you know what we don't do? We let the schools have this manufacturing mentality. And you know what they stopped doing? They stopped teaching people how to manufacture for the Industrial Revolution. And they just started teaching them how to manufacture social justice. Where the country that has the most of it, they manufacture. They pretend that women are taken advantage of in America, that blacks are taken advantage of, that Latinos are taken advantage of, that handicapped are taken advantage of, everybody's taken advantage of, the Muslims are taken advantage of. But the only people not taken advantage of, or I should say, that don't have an excuse for being taken advantage of, are the people who are playing by the rules and doing things the right way. You and I have no advantage. The only thing we can do is we look like we're complaining all the time. Because how dare we not want to pay for Ray Ray and all his children that he doesn't want to take care of? How dare we want to not do it? How dare you want to take money back from people who don't want to work and want to be on welfare? Who are you? You Mr. Sanctimonious Tea Party conservative? Yeah, that's exactly what we are. Go to teapartycommunity.org and join it. Did you see Facebook stock? Facebook stock last week took a tumble, 20% tumble. I don't know what they were supposed to reach. And let me tell you, Zuckerberg ain't sweating it just yet because he's still worth a lot of money. And they got people up on the hill lobbying and lobbying and lobbying. This is a guy who is silencing your voice, and you still go over there and you give him your data, you give him your time and your energy and your money. And I'm sitting over here with a site that's ready to go that people have been asking for, teapartycommunity.org, and people, oh, I don't know, man, it's a whole new thing. I don't want to join anything new. I get it. Because you like getting that butt kicked by Zuckerberg. You like when he puts his hands around your throat and chokes the life out of you. I know. You enjoy it. I'm not trying to shame you. I'm just telling you, either like what's going on over there or you decide I'm going to do something different. Stay over there for a while. Find your friends, but come over there and do something good for the cause. This is bigger than just, you know, hanging out with a buddy or two every now. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, to wake up today in America and be a Democrat. Talk about a fate worse than death. I would normally feel sorry for you, but I don't feel sorry for you because you know why? You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, some of you, and you have a chance to change it. You can say enough already. That Jackson boy, he's always making fun of me. And I am, because you deserve it. Oh, to be a Democrat today, to get your butt kicked every morning, to wake up knowing that you're going to hit the heat and there is no relief. Nobody's going to bring you water. You are going to feel it. I'm so glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com is how you can contact me, 844-551-8255. Liberals. The claim they want to give a hearing to other views, but they're shocked and offended to discover there are other views, said William F. Buckley, a truly great conservative man, a man who would have understood Donald Trump, not like the people that always quote him and follow him that I find that are disingenuous in their conservatism, their pragmatism.
Oh, man. Let me tell you something, Democrats. There is hope. There is hope. Let me explain it to you. I'm glad you're here. I really am. So, for example, you are not a social liberal. You are no better than any conservative that you meet who will explain to you that they are as, quote, liberal, as progressive as you are. It's not just about fiscal responsibility to make somebody a conservative. And even if it were, that's a good place to start. Because where a man's money goes is where his heart is. Tell me that that's not true. Oh, Kevin, I'm saving up. I'm going to send my kids to school, to college, or whatever, private school. I will say, then your heart is with your children. What are you doing? Oh, man, we're going to an antique car show. Me and my wife, you know, you're going to buy one? Yeah, I'm done. Well, we're thinking about it. We're trying to say, okay, so your heart is really into antique cars. Where your money goes, your heart is. It doesn't take people to figure out what you do. If I stayed in your house for 2 or 3 days, and then, you know, you were like, I go, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to the hobby shop. I'm going to go buy some wood because I'm going to make these little wooden cars and all that. I would go, okay, you have a real passion for making those cars. You would look at me and go, you must be Nostradamus. And I'd go, my friends call me Negrodamus, but that's another thing. Just kidding. No, but you would look at me like, how do you know these things? And I would know exactly, I know that your daughter's into goth or whatever, your wife's into macrame, whatever it is. I'd know. And I would only observe where you spend your money. If you are barely getting by, but you got a lot of food in your house, I'm going to go, yeah, you're a foodie. You're a foodie, fatty. I know it. Go on. Admit it. You love that food. So leftists will tell you where their hearts are. The problem is they don't, you know, you when you follow their money, what you end up following is your money. Their heart is not in the good that their money, like the money, oh, we want to give to the poor. They don't give to the poor. They get you to give to the poor. So anybody want to tell me where their heart is? Exactly. Their heart is in getting your money and giving it to the poor and feeling good vicariously. And the better that they, the better they become at getting your money, the better they feel, the more passion they gain. And think about it. How cool it would be if you, like, you're walking along and you got a rich buddy with you, and somebody, you know, you see some vagrant. A kid, like this kid that got the money, he walked 20 miles to his job, and his boss went, you did what? And gave him a car. Kid started crying. I almost wanted to cry for him. Anyway, can you imagine? You walk along, you got one of your rich buddies, and you say, you know, and then you see somebody, I'm talking about really in need, you know, needs $1,000 or it's life or death, and you don't have it. But you go, Kev, $1,000, man, come on, give this person $1,000. You got it, bro. And I'm like, yeah, I got it. So I hand him $1,000, and the dude's like, thank you, thanking me, thanking the other guy, my friend that didn't have the money, thanking him. How good would you feel? And if every time you did that, I did it, I'd go on a rampage looking for people. I'd be like, yo, hey, Kev, take care of this. Some waitress, I can't pay my house. No, this week. Kev, come on. Take care of that for her. She's like, thank you, other Kevin. Good Kevin. But see, the left, they want you to believe they're the good people, and they're not. They're not socially any better than you. Oh, we give to the poor. No, you don't. You don't give any money to the poor. You do very little. Conservatives, we outwork you. We outgive you. Don't lie to yourselves, Democrats. You just want to feel, you want a reason not to be us because you think we're so bad. Why? You've been brainwashed. You've been hoodwinked, bamboozled. We're the good guys. So listen, if you're listening to this program and you're a Democrat, former scumbag, be happy. You can leave. It's really that. When you start listening to this program, some of you Democrats, you're like, hey, Kevin, he's so tough on those Democrats. Man, he's always calling us skanks and scumbags and scummy people and corrupt and all this stuff. And you were mad at me. You were like, oh, whatever. Let me tell you what you could do easily. Couple things. One, don't take it personally. Don't take it personally. You might actually be a good Democrat. It's very rare. It's rarer than a black conservative. It's rarer than a Yeti. It's rarer than a Sasquatch, than a Loch Ness Monster, combined is a good Democrat. I can count them on one hand. And I've been around a long time. I can count them on one hand and easily pull back two fingers. Yeah. So you're not that good. But here's the second part of it. You can walk away. You can no longer claim to be a Democrat. Somebody said to you, yeah, Bill, did you vote Democrat last election? Yeah, I did, but I've renounced it. I'm no longer a Democrat. It's that simple. And Bill's going to go, what? And you're going to go, yep, I figured out what they were and I'm done with them. Now, I'm a pragmatist. I've joined the church of Kevin Jackson, the political church of Kevin Jackson. And I'm going to go forth and do good from now on. And you got to make it up to do because you've done some evil because you've been a Democrat. But I'm not going to get after you anymore because you've repented. Yeah. Here's some tweets I wanted to get us started for this this segment. But I went a little far with the Democrats. And I needed to. Here's the deal. The Democrats come here. They feel like they don't want to leave. They don't. They feel there's something that tugs them back. Like, it's the party that helps people. It really does. I dare any Democrat listening, analyze what your party does to help people. How much help are you giving to illegals? You know, think about all the problems that the illegals face once they get here that the Democrats claim. Well, they have to live under the radar and they can't get real jobs and people then pay them off the books and they always get ripped off and they can't come out of the shadows, man, and they feel bad. They can't be full-fledged citizens. Okay, then why do you keep condoning that? There's a legal system. Did you not know? Hey, hello, is this on? Did you not know that there's a legal system? Of course you know. But you still encourage the other one. Forget that I told you you're a human trafficking, because you are. Forget that. Anyway, come from the dark side. We got a lot to talk about. I want to talk about this dossier and I want to talk about roses. Get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
56-year-old Cesar Sayak Jr. was arrested in Florida in the investigation of 12 suspected mail bombs sent to former President Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and other leading Democratic critics of President Trump. President Trump spoke at the White House.
Americans must unify. And we must show the world that we are united together in peace and love and harmony as fellow American citizens. There is no country like our country. And every day we are showing the world just how truly great we are.
Former FBI agent Fred Burton on how this probably went down.
He was probably under surveillance as of yesterday. It didn't take long once they had that mail facility identified, and it's a matter then of just going through the CCTV footage and then doing some cell phone tower triangulation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, man, I love they've released the Trump tapes. Do you know why this is such a bad thing for the media? And look, I don't know how many they have. I don't know what's been discussed. But I'll tell you this. I don't think... Look, Donald Trump's a billionaire. And of everything that I've seen of this man, with the money that he's had and the life that he's led, there is nothing he can't have that, you know, I mean, people throwing themselves at him. There's no reason for Trump to have done anything illicit. And for the record, I don't know what's going to come out of this thing, but there's hardly anything that would change my mind about Donald Trump. Oh, Kevin, he had an affair. Okay. Is it right? No. Is it human? Yes. Well, everything they're going to do, what the left doesn't understand, and I've been talking about this, guys, with polling over the last couple of days, Trump just ticks up. And this is another one where he's going to tick up. The first tape they released, you got to figure they're looking for the, you know, going for the jugular. With the first tape they released, it exonerates him. He's like, this is total BS. You know, he's like, let's just get rid of it. Billionaires will pay $100,000 as a nuisance thing. It's like I was talking about this guy from Mozilla who donated $1,000 to a pro-marriage group. That $1,000 for a guy worth $200 million, that's nuisance money. That's so, here's your donation. Now don't come back. I'm not saying he's not pro marriage. I'm not saying his heart wasn't in it. But I'm saying if he really wanted to support pro marriage, he had the coin to do it in a big way. So this idea that, you know, he lost his company over $1,000 donation. So anyway, back to Trump. They've miscalculated this guy at every turn, and here it is again. If that's the best they got, they're in trouble. Because at some point, there are Democrats out there, maybe not the least common denominator Democrat, but there are Democrats out there going, wait a minute. Attorney-client privilege was busted, and this is what you came up with? This is indeed a witch hunt. That's what you're going to hear. I don't know. Look, if there are Democrats listening to the program, I know there are, and you are not here to be mad, I would really love to hear from you. If you're a converted Democrat, you know, voted for Obama, didn't think you'd like Trump, call the program, 844-551-8255, and let me know what you think. Because I could not in good conscience remain a Democrat watching what's going on here. I'm a pragmatist who votes Republican for the most part. And here's what I'll tell you. I'll never vote Democrat, but here's what I'll tell you. When I look at this situation, if the Republicans were doing this to even somebody as vile as Hillary Clinton, I would be up in arms. I would be saying to the Republican Party, what are you doing? if they violated Hillary Clinton's attorney-client privilege for whatever reason, I would say, what are you doing? When did this become not America? But the Democrats want this stuff. They would, when it suits their needs, they gladly throw away the Constitution. They gladly throw away the rights of a person that they hate. That should be most scary to you. Now, look, there's some scary things that when you look at everything that's been done, the orchestration to get rid of Trump, to have never made him president, and now to continue to go after him. And this is what I tweeted this just recently. I said, I am so proud to have voted for the dude who defeated the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the FISA courts, the DNC, the crooked Clinton machine, the crooked Obama administration, and the media. He overcame all those things to become president of the United States, which has exposed this government for what it is, a sham government. I'm not an anarchist. I believe in government. I believe that government should be there to help those who need help. I believe that government should be there to provide a basic framework for society to function. If the framework of the left is where society functions, shame on them. Because they essentially have said the elitists get away with all of this. Because I'm going to tell you something. What you are upset about, what will upset you the most, is if nobody goes to jail for what we've seen happen right now. You will know without any doubt that this is the most corrupt government in the country. I mean, in the world. People have to go to jail for everything we've witnessed happening here. If Strzok doesn't do some jail time, if McCabe doesn't do some jail time, many others, and I'm talking higher up. You know what I'd like to see? I'm going to tell you right now, you can call this controversy. I would love to see Barack Obama have to do time, or at the very least, Trump would have to pardon him. I'd love to see that, because I'm telling you right now, this was the most crooked president to ever sit his bony butt in the Oval Office chair. Undoubtedly. And he's running around free. Hillary Clinton's running around with her colostomy bag, giving speeches still. James Comey's out there. Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, all of them. They should be in prison. This is treason of the highest order. They didn't fire any shots, but they wanted to put away a guy. They wanted to essentially ruin the reputation of a man because they didn't agree with his politics. That's it. That's what we're dealing with here. People are sick. Did you see this story? This is in the National Review. They want 2 hours of free speech per week. 2 hours of free speech. Southern Louisiana University, public school, allows its students to exercise their right to free speech and free assembly for only 2 hours per week. Again, public school. University speech limiting rules can be found in the University Policy on Public Speech, Assembly, and Demonstrations. And here's what it says. In accordance with the U.S. federal court's decision, the university has the right to regulate the time of speech or assembly activities. A two-hour period will be provided to individuals and/or organizations for these purposes at Southeastern. Speech assembly activities will be limited to 1 2-hour time limit per 7-day period, commencing the Monday of each week. So it's a 2-hour speech period per week. This is what universities are doing. I love how, in accordance with U.S. federal court decisions. Excuse me, but I don't believe a U.S. federal court can supersede the U.S. Constitution where it comes, it has to do with my free speech rights. Oh, yeah. Yeah, somebody says it does. Do you think maybe these people need to be sued? Get this. In addition to restricting when speech is allowed, Southeastern also strictly limits where it can occur. According to the policy, public discussion and/or peaceful public assembly or demonstration is allowed without prior administrative approval in 3 locations: the steps of and the grassy area near the Student Union Annex, the grassy area in front of a student activity center, and the presidential plaza. Furthermore, students need to register to use these spaces for public speech or assembly a minimum of 7 days in advance through the Office of Assistant VP of Student Affairs. So, that not only do you only get 2 hours, but where you can speak freely, you must 7 days in advance register. Hey, I may want to make a declaration in a week or so, and I'd like to book the annex in front of the grassy knoll. Can you believe this? They said the university has earned a red light rating, the worst possible, from the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, FIRE. And looking at these policies, it's not hard to see why. This is what I'm reading here. It says maybe, now, this is what the guy writes. Maybe I'm missing something, but I don't really understand the thinking behind policies as strict as these. After all, as far as I've always understood it, college is supposed to be a time for young people to explore different thoughts and ideas and learn how to effectively articulate their own. If education in these areas was a goal of this college, you would think it would want to encourage more free speech. Look. You'd have to be naive to believe that college is a place where your child is going there to learn, unindoctrinated, just give me my business degree, give me my engineering degree, my physics degree, my math degree, my computer science degree, my computer engineering degree, whatever. No, you could go to college for whatever you want. Your kid is going to get a dose of leftism indoctrination that you have never seen. I'm talking, if you think it was bad going through primary school, they put it on steroids in college. Oh my gosh. They say some of Southeastern's other rules are equally unreasonable. For one, limiting the areas where speech is allowed to only 3 spots. They have 13,000 students. If they all want to book it at the same time, could they do it? Requiring a 7-day prior reservation to use these spaces. Incredibly restrictive, given you don't know what's going on. Maybe something, you know, it's a flare-up. And you wonder why these kids, if the Berkeleys, you know, burn place down because they go, hey, we got rights. What happens if you don't? Do you violate that? Do you go to jail? Do they kick you out of school? It's a public school. Look. Enough is enough. When do we decide? We hear all the stories. I could tell you stories for days. When do we decide we're going to go after, you know, Southern Louisiana University? That's what
this
I want.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bye.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
That's why sometimes you owe too much money. Look what happened to Michael Jackson. He didn't mean to look like that. That wasn't his plan. That's, no, I'm telling you, that's not the price he thought he was going to end up with. That's not how it works. He just had too much money. See, sometimes being broke is on protection. You can't do all the stupid shit you thought about when you was high because you broke. And it protects you. If you broke with a big nose, you learn to live with your big nose. And you just look at it and start getting defensive about it. Well, Michael had enough money, he could do whatever he thought. So instead of doing like we do, we only spend like 7 seconds in the mirror. We just looking for bumps and no, okay.
money can indeed be bad for you. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson's show. And we've learned what happens when people get into power. I'm going to tell you something, folks. Look around the world. Look at Saddam Hussein, the money he amassed at the expense of the Iraqi people. Look at any of these African countries where, I mean, go back as far as you want. The minute somebody gets into power, you know what they do? They start raiding the treasury. Now, we look at it and we say, oh, you know, look at those third world nations over there doing all these bad things. And, you know, they're uncivilized and there's all kinds of corruption. And I chuckle. I chuckle at when they talk about the third world nations and how bad it is and the level of corruption as if it doesn't exist in America. And I think to myself, what do you think's happening here? Joe Biden, who's too big of an idiot, and I mean, it isn't intentional that he's not filthy rich. Joe's just that big of an idiot because everybody else in politics gets filthy rich. They do. It is bigger and better than the lotto. You may not believe it, but I'm not lying to you. Barack Obama is... His salary is nothing in comparison to the way he's feathered his nest. When this man gets out, a switch will flip, and you're going to see millions of dollars pour into his accounts. Barack Obama makes $400,000 a year right now. He doesn't have a successful book. He's not going to win any more Nobel Peace Prizes. So that $1 million is gone. You think that's... What's he going to do? He's going to get out and consult? Barack Obama is going to get paid $500,000 per speech. He's going to get paid money to show up places. His coffers will be filled. And you'll sit there and go, how does that happen? What's he doing? Wow. What brilliant ideas does Barack Obama have to where some company is going to pay him at? Nothing. Nothing. He's going to make money like you wouldn't believe. And then the extortion begins and all the stuff that he's learned, all that big data file that they talk about he's gathered, all the information that he's got minions right now getting information on every CEO, every board member, every executive at any company, every country. And when he puts together, if he does it correctly, and he will, because he's got all the henchmen, Barack Obama has the most ruthless people in the world working for him, and they will piece it all together, and the extortion will begin, and this man will be worth hundreds of millions of dollars within 5 years. 400 grand a year, $400,000 will be walking around money for Barack Obama, and he has no qualification. None whatsoever. And then we find out that just so you guys know, there's this worldwide money ring, and here's what they said. A massive anonymous leak of financial documents from a Panamanian law firm has revealed an extensive worldwide network of offshore shell companies, including ones with ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin. And what these guys are doing is they're hiding their assets from taxes and, in some cases, to launder billions of dollars in cash. The documents combed through in the past year by dozens of journalists worldwide show links to 32 current or former heads of state, including dictators accused of looting their own countries. I'm going to tell you something. Don't be surprised if this is the, what was that thing called? Ashley Madison or something? Where they found out all the people who were having affairs and what have you. Don't be surprised if this does not become the Ashley Madison of the United States. And you can bet there are people right now going, how do I get my name off that list? And I bet you it's all coded, you know, white powder and, you know, blue diamond and whatever else. But don't be shocked if you see the Clintons on that list. Looting countries. The data revealed details of secret offshore companies linked to families and associates of Egypt's foreign president, Hosni Mubarak, Libya's former leader, Muammar Gaddafi, Syria's President Bashar Assad, among others, also included Ian Cameron, the late father of British Prime Minister David Cameron. He died in 2010. There are people out there that they come to me, they send me stuff, and of course it's the conspiracy theory stuff. Kevin, the Bilderbergs and the Luxembourgs and the, you know, and look, I'm not naive to not believe, you know, you're not going to tell me, Kevin, there's not a bunch of people getting together trying to figure out how to carve up the world. I've watched enough Hollywood to know there are Dr. Evils out there. And so I believe that these people exist. I also believe that whoever leaked this, and I think it's tied back to the dude that's running in Russia, but he's done the world a favor. He's exposed essentially what we already know, which is politics. These guys are crooked. They're all crooked. They get together in these cabals. Publicly, they fight. Barack Obama fights with Putin publicly. But behind closed doors, they have to have a healthy respect for one another because they're carving up the planet. And a good thing right now, I'll tell you, global climate change. Behind the scenes, if they really told you the truth about global climate change, it'll be these guys saying, look, we need to get more money and figure out how to keep the thing going. We're running out of ideas. We've taxed these people into oblivion. What next? And somebody said, you know, if we can get this air thing going, if we can pretend that this exists, there's trillions to be made. And now you've got all these countries conspiring. Sell it. Sell the idea of global climate change. Oh, Austria is going to do it. Oh, Germany is going to do it. It isn't that it's better for the world. These people do not care. If they need to walk around in insulated cars, insulated houses with oxygen tanks and little midgets to carry them for them that are dying, you know, one a day, they'll find the midgets, but they will survive. They don't care about protecting the planet. They don't care about black people. They don't care about third world nations. Those are the minions that are being used in order to milk the planet. And it is absolutely a cabal. There's no doubt in my mind that these people get together and this is what happens. And this leak, 72 heads of states, current or former heads of states, dictators. You would think that we would say, okay, now that we know that this money is out there, that money needs to be returned to the people, or it needs to be put into some sort of a fund that we can make sure, we can ensure that Putin, he's one of them, they say Putin may have up to $2 billion overseas. But Putin does not get his hands on that money. We should confiscate, the world should confiscate every one of these accounts and return that money to the people and leave it in escrow. If that's the case, Mossack Fonseca, fourth largest offshore law firm in the world, is who leaked these papers. German news outlets and media outlets are the ones who did us this favor. But the documents are far beyond Putin. 72 people, folks. So I think Edward Snowden, thank you, Snowden is the one that, I don't know, did he do this? I know he was in support of it. He couldn't have done it because he's running in Russia, or he's hiding out in Russia. Why shouldn't we do a deeper dive here? You think the Clintons are on? What else do we not know? If we can leak that, I would think we could leak what's going on with Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. Anyway, I got to take a short break. We'll be right back here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.